U.S. diplomats at the United Nations say there's been a welcome turn in debate over a new resolution on Iraq, though Russia's foreign minister says serious differences remain. A vote probably won't take place until after next week's U.S. elections. President Bush has said that if the U.N. fails to act, then the U.S. will lead its own coalition to disarm Saddam Hussein. In a moment, we'll have more on an aircraft carrier being moved to the Persian Gulf. But first, as Iraqis brace for what could be another war, almost all of them continue to suffer from the wars and sanctions of the past. The Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s, the invasion of Kuwait in 1990, the Gulf War, UN sanctions that followed, all meant big changes for lifestyle and world views. From Baghdad, NPR's Anne Garrels reports on Iraq's once prospering middle class.
41-year-old Huda al-Nehemi is a professor of political science, one of many educated middle-class Iraqis struggling to maintain dignity and a semblance of past prosperity on a salary of $15 a month. The tiles in the living room floor have buckled, but there's no money for repairs. Her husband, a former officer, has left the military where he could no longer make a decent living to open up a small convenience store. As she lights up one cigarette after another, Huda says she's weary of a situation from which she sees no exit. She yearns for a normal life that has eluded her for 20 years. But while she suggests cautiously Iraq may have made mistakes by launching wars against its neighbors, she believes the U.S. treatment of Iraq is unjustified. While Israel is allowed to ignore UN resolutions, she says Iraq is not. And the Bush administration's failure to threaten tough action against North Korea for its nuclear weapons program just reinforces her belief the real American objective in Iraq is domination. It is in the American interest to create a new economic map for the region, she says. It is interested in oil, access to Central Asia, and the security of Israel at the expense of its neighbors. The thought of a war in which Iraq could be dismembered or dissolve into ethnic and religious conflicts makes her shudder. She warns it would be a terrible mistake. In honor of Palestinians, she named her third and last child Quds, which means Jerusalem. Now 11, Quds says she identifies with Palestinian children who she says are suffering unjustly as she is. Like many in the Iraqi middle class, Huda grew up in a secular atmosphere, but Islam has come to play a much more important role here in recent years, a result, she explains, of despair. 10 years ago, when she was in her 30s, she began to wear a headscarf as she sought refuge in religion. But breaking into uncertain English, she's quick to say this should not be mistaken for fundamentalism.
I'm from an educational family. As you know, I respect all human beings.
As she pulls off her headscarf, she laughs that for some Iraqi women, this apparent sign of devotion also has its practical aspects. Her blondish red hair is in need of a dye job that costs money she doesn't have. Her daughter, a serious child, chides Huda to cover her hair completely. But this attractive, vivacious woman rearranges the scarf her own way.
Oh, I don't like it like this way. The other is more better. Blonde hair.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Like so many of the middle class, she has a nostalgia for the golden age of the 70s when newfound oil wealth dramatically improved people's lives and Iraq appeared to be joining the rest of the world. But then came the 80s and the Iran-Iraq War. Money grew tight even before the UN punished Iraq for its invasion of Kuwait in 1990. She once traveled to Europe, but she can't afford to now, and anyway, she points out, it's unlikely a European country would give her an Iraqi a visa.
Iranian-Iraqi war, as you know, and then the war, the American war. I hope in the future I could travel to many countries with my family. I want my children to see many civilization, see many people, many culture, respect the other.
For now, this generation is lost in isolation. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.